Alhamdulillah, salatu selamu ala Rasulullah. Dear brothers, we continue the explanation of Riyadh al-Salihin, and today we are with hadith number 38 of this book and with the chapter of sabr, patience. Here in this hadith, the Prophet says, or it says here, on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, دخلت على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. I entered to where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is to visit him while he was ill. فقلت يا رسول الله إنك توعك وعكا شديدا. He said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, verily you suffer of very high fever and you suffer very badly. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أجل إني أوعك كما أوعك رجلان منكم. He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, yes, I suffer as two of you suffer. As two of you suffer. Then Ibn Mas'ud said, ذلك أن لك أجرين. Is that because you have a double reward? He صلى الله عليه وسلم said, he replied, yes, that is because I am given a double reward. And then he said, ما من مسلم يصيبه أذى. There will be no Muslim. There will be no Muslim. Is afflicted by any hardship. By any hardship. شوكة فما فوقها. The life of a pricking of a thorn or something more, meaning more painful than that. وَإِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا سَيِّئَاتِ. Except that Allah Ta'ala forgives his sins because of that. وَحَطَّتْ عَنْهُ ذُنُوبُ and all of his sins would be dropped from him, dropped away from him. كما تحط الشجرة ورقها. Exactly like the tree drops or sheds its leaves. Exactly like the tree sheds its leaves. So this is because of patience. But if the person suffers of any hardship or illness and he does not be patient, he's not going to give this reward. This reward is only prepared for those who are patient. Who are patient. Because Rasulullah sallam in this case, he was very patient. He was very patient. And in the case of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُصِبْ مِنْهُ رواه البخاري. As in Bukhari, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whomsoever Allah ta'ala wills him good, wills him good, he, Allah Ta'ala, makes him to suffer from some affliction. So if you have headache, if you have toothache, if you have a stomachache, if you have any kind of illness, if you have any affliction like money loss, dropping salary, someone of the family members die or get ill or whatsoever that makes you feel sad or feel bad, and you be patient, you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, then Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Then Allah Ta'ala will reward you. And it is a sign that Allah Ta'ala wants you well, or wills you good. It is a sign that Allah Ta'ala wills you good. So, you better not to be sad, but you be happy as long as you are Muslim, patient, then Allah Ta'ala likes you and loves you and Allah Ta'ala wills you good. And in the hadith that is agreed upon on the authority of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa said, لا يتمني أن أحدكم الموت. One of you should not wish death. Should not wish death for any harm, harmfulness or hardship that he is suffered of. When you are ill, if the illness is too hard and too painful, you should not ask Allah for death. But you be patient. But if he cannot be patient, then let him to say, Allahumma ahyini ma kanat al-hayatu khayran li. Oh Allah, keep me alive as long as you know that life is better for me. Wa tawaffani idha kanat al-wafatu khayran li. And cause me death if death to your knowledge is better for me. Now what should the person say? Yes. It is essential to say something. Otherwise, better to say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ حَسْبُنَا اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. Allah Ta'ala will be pleased with you. And inshallah we'll continue on the next session. Allahu A'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.